Hey there. What do you think the phrase is that I hear all the time as a coach and a trainer? Is it, I need more motivation. I need to lose weight. I need to be consistent. To be fair, I do hear those all frequently, but the number one thing people say to me is, I need accountability. And yes, the tone is typically with some resignation, frustration, and maybe a little disappointment. The majority of people are judging themselves for not being able to follow through without having an outside person to report to, especially when it comes to exercise. But I think we're focusing on the wrong thing and being too hard on ourselves. Surprise, surprise. Having accountability in your life for something that is important to you is less about checking in and more about creating a shared experience. What if we think about accountability as a positive thing and not with contempt? If you want accountability, it's because you want to share and celebrate in the joy of your accomplishments, which is so much more fun and powerful and motivating. We can just stop berating ourselves like this is a bad thing to seek out human connection. Think about when you've been at work or if you've completed a big project at home. Most of these things don't happen in a vacuum. There's other people that have either supported you directly or you've turned to in the process. How come we don't have that same paradigm or way of being when it comes to our health and wellness, at least without judging ourselves? When we get to talk about the experience, the struggles, and the successes with other people, it's so much more fulfilling. And this is accountability. It's about connection and a feeling of belonging beyond a checklist of what we're supposed to do. It's not really a surprise that it's easier to get to the gym when it's a group class or with a trainer, or why programs like Weight Watchers are successful. We're wired for it. I was recently reading Brené Brown's Atlas of the Heart, and it came to a section about loneliness. She talked about the difference between being alone, the sense of peace and healing it can bring, compared to loneliness, which is more about isolation and disconnection. This isn't really a natural state for us as humans. What stood out to me was the research she shared by John Cacioppo, who founded the field of neuroscience. She summarized it like this. As members of a social species, we don't derive strength from our rugged individualism, but rather from our collective ability to plan, communicate, and work together. Working together is about connection and belonging, which we are wired for, according to Brené's own research. What if the lack of motivation to work out or to eat healthy is less about needing accountability and more about a life filled with connection and joyful celebration? It's just more fun to share stuff with people you like. Perhaps it's a bit lonely to do your workouts and eat healthy food in isolation. Being in community has a certain energy to it that feeds a deeper part of us. I want to take the negative out of the word accountability. I want it to be a positive. I want it to be about realizing you want to share what's happening in your life with others. I want it to be about being wise and letting go of the idea that you have to do everything on your own. It's okay to want someone else to be a part of something with you. Connection brings joy. Accountability is not about being a failure. It's not a representation of your discipline. It doesn't mean that you're less independent or capable. Remember that other people isn't doing the actual work for you. They're just part of the overall experience. So the next time there's a project or a thing you want to accomplish and you feel heavy or frustrated or don't want to start, instead of berating yourself up, beating yourself up because you're trying to figure it out all by yourself, change the narrative. Ask yourself a different question. Where can you create accountability and connection in your life, especially for your physical and mental health? Here are a few ways I do that. I have a Facebook group so I could share meals that I cook, so it's filled with recipes, and I really love it when the members post what they're making too. I meet weekly with 4 wise, creative, and wholehearted women, during which one of the activities we do together is sharing our wins. You wouldn't believe how empowering this is. I go on retreats by myself, typically once a year, that give me a space away from all my roles, mom, wife, coach, to just be and reconnect with myself. I have a trainer and coach that, yes, gives me workouts, but there is also there to virtually high-five me when I've hit a personal record or working through something funky. I have a life coach that I work with periodically for breath work and other deeply soulful experiences that helps me to feel seen and heard. My mom, cousin, sister, and I schedule sparkle days where we have fun and spend time together that's filled with love and laughter. The gym where I work is filled with connection, community, and excitement for both the trainers and client successes, and it's given me a strong sense of belonging. One of my values is connection, so I think that's why it shows up in so many places in my life, from how I eat to how I work out to my profession as a trainer and coach. I need my quiet time, and I also know it's fulfilling for me to share life with others on a more than superficial social media level. All of those things that I just listed above don't mean I suck at doing life by myself. It's meant that I've created lovely and wonderful relationships with people who have helped to make me more resilient, gave me a stronger sense of self, and brought me so much joy. That's definitely not a failure. I'm thankful for every moment of accountability and will keep looking for it and building it into my life. May you let go of the idea that accountability means weakness. May you realize you don't have to figure it out all by yourself. May you seek connection.